Welcome to iDunya's Language and Culture Class podcast. In this show, you will be hearing Cindy Xu, Xiaowen, Julie, and Claire Ho's response to the questions posted on our discussion forum about public and private language by Richard Rodriguez. The first question that was posted on the forum is, Rodriguez argues bilingual education by distinguishing between what he calls private individuality and the public individuality made possible by assimilation. How heavy a price does Rodriguez think he paid for gaining a sense of public individuality? How heavy a price do you think he paid? The second question is, Richard Rodriguez takes the position that the acquisition of a public language, which is English, is more important than using the native language in class to make students feel at ease. Why do you think he feels this way? Do you agree or disagree? The third question that was posted on the discussion forum is, as someone who speaks a second language, describe the privileges or freedom that speaking more than one language creates. Let's listen to what Cindy Xu has to say.
Hello, hi, I'm Cindy from YE4A. And now I'm going to answer your question. I think the author paid a lot in order to fit in the American society. And he was from Mexico. His mother tongue is Spanish, but he moved to America, which most of people speak English in there. The whole family tried to fit in. They tried to speak English. But the accent and the intonation were different from the gringos. He even felt a little bit ashamed when his parents used English, because he felt the accent was so weird. The neighborhood was not welcome then either. When the author went to school, he also had a difficult time to fit in. He was shy and couldn't speak to anyone. He had a very hard time to recognize himself. Finally, he realized he can't change the fact that he is a Mexican-American. He has to accept who he really is. He needs to find a way to fit in this society. He separates his life into two parts, a private individuality and a public individuality. He tries to pretend he is American when he is in the public. He uses no Spanish, only uses English. When he comes home, he uses Spanish. That's what he called private. I think no matter what, a person should be proud of his own culture, even when he moves to a new country and learning a whole new different languages in order to communicate with the locals. He still has to know where he belongs, and no matter what, a person should not abandon his own culture. As for the second question, I agree with him actually. Just like I mentioned in my last assignment, I was forced to speak Mandarin, otherwise all my classmates did not want to talk to me at all because they did not understand a word I say. I can totally understand why he did that. When the author tried to communicate with others, he tended to use the public languages which normally most of his classmates would understand. That made him more easier to make new friends. During that time, since he is a foreigner of the neighborhood and also the country, making new friends was a very important thing for him. And I think the aboriginals in Taiwan also have the same problems just like him. They have to learn how to speak Mandarin in order to make friends with Taiwanese. As someone who speaks a second language, I did get a lot of privileges. My friends only get 70 to 80 Taiwanese dollars per hour for doing their work, but I get 360 Taiwanese dollars for teaching English. If I can speak English, I am probably serving onion rings in TGI Fridays now. And sometimes when I and my cousins want to share some secrets, but we don't want our grandparents to know, we will use English, then we can say whatever we want to say. And I make a lot of friends from all over the world because I know how to speak English and Japanese. So being someone who can speak different languages I enjoy it very much and I love it.
Thank you, Cindy, for sharing us your opinion. Now let's hear it from Xiaowen.
In the beginning, Rodriguez's family was not welcomed by the neighbors. Rodriguez was fearful to speak English in public, and his parents' struggle with English also had a negative mental influence on him. The sounds of the gringo often reminded him that he was a foreigner in this big world. The over-dependence on his native language made Rodriguez a timid and shy boy outside the house. He was tired from coping with his two different individualities in public society and at home. I think he suffered from being unrecognized by the society and even by himself. He was not sure of his own identity as a Mexican-American. It seemed to him that he and other Spanish speakers were separated from lost gringos through their language. Only through the same language can we communicate with each other and can we get an opportunity to be accepted by a group of people who speak simply the public language. It's the only way to be heard. Foreigners like Rodriguez in the United States are forced to meld themselves into the big pot of society. I would agree with Rodriguez's opinion that being a member of the socially disadvantaged group, it's not as easy to achieve bilingualism as the dominating group, which could simply regard, for example, Spanish or French as another public language. The indigenous students in Taiwan also face the same dilemma. They have no choice but to learn and use Mandarin at school. The use of public language allows them to understand and compete with the Klansmen, and most importantly, to fulfill their belonging and esteem needs. In the hierarchy of needs created by Abraham Maslow, he mentioned that when people's physiological needs and safety needs are taken care of, they begin to feel the need for affectionate relationships and a sense of community. After that, people seek for the respect of others, status, fame, glory, recognition, attention, reputation, appreciation, dignity, and even dominance. I think Rodriguez worries that the minority groups in America would not be treated equal or taken seriously if they do not have the confidence of belonging in public. I suppose the bilingual education would fail because of the intense social class consciousness. As someone who speaks more than one language, I think it's not the number of languages you acquire that matters more, but the importance of the language does. Here's a joke. What do you call someone who speaks two languages? Bilingual. And what do you call someone who speaks one language? An American. This may be just a joke, but it's true that the English-speaking Americans do not necessarily need to speak other languages, for they are using a dominating language. However, the notion of globalization demands us to learn the languages and cultures of other ethnic groups. Speaking a second language would help us in many ways, socially or economically. I think the crucial benefit is to be able to share ideas with people from across the world.
Thank you, Xiaowen, for those insightful ideas. The third student to share with us her comments and opinions is Julie.
But He had a tough time ingraining a sense of public individuality. He was unable to define whom he was and where he belongs to for a long period of time in his childhood, because at home they speak Spanish, whereas the outside world spoke another language that he couldn't manage, which is English. A Spanish-speaking environment makes him feel secure. However, it is the English-speaking society that he had to live in and get used to. The difficulties of positioning himself made him a highly insecure and sensitive kid, and the childhood memory left trauma in his heart. I think the heaviest price he paid for seeking the public individuality is that his relationship with his family is distanced by not communicating with his family members in Spanish. He also wrote that their closeness at home was diminished. There is supposed to be a balance of one's public and private individuality, but in his case, I think the public individuality seems much higher than the private ones. Second, Rodriguez takes the position that the acquisition of a public language, English, is more important than using the native language in class to make students feel at ease. Why do you think he feels this way? Do you agree or disagree? The reason that he feels this way is because himself is an example. When his family started to use English to communicate at home, soon his English ability improved and he was able to speak English in class. His own experiences made him feel that the change results from that he was forced to speak English at home, having more chances of exposure to an English-speaking environment. English is a popular language for him. If he couldn't speak it well, his public individuality would be weakened. As a person living in an English-speaking country, his pressure of the possibility of not being recognized by the local residents could be imagined. The childhood fears make him extremely opposed to the bilingual education. I have agreed with his position. I think appropriate usage of native language could help beginners to absorb a new language faster than using the target language completely at the beginning. If target language is used at the very beginning, students may feel unease, scared, or even refuse to learn because they have no idea what the teacher is talking about. I think it is important for beginners to feel that the language he or she is learning right now is something that he or she can manage. Building confidence at the beginning stage is essential. But when students are getting used to the target language, teachers might change the teaching method and start to use the target language completely in lecture. Third, as someone who speaks a second language, describe the privilege or freedom that speaking more than one language creates. Being able to speak more than one language means being able to communicate with more people. Language could be a key to shorten the distance between two persons of different countries. For example, if you travel abroad and you meet someone who can speak your native language, it makes you feel that he or she is particularly friendlier because you can understand each other in a way that you're familiar with. And for many enterprises, they prefer to hire employees who can speak more than one language so they can save human resources. Speaking more than one language does bring advantage. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, for your interesting comments. Now, the last but not the least to share with us her opinion is Claire Ho.
He also mentioned about his childhood memory. Because his family is Mexican immigrant, their native language is Spanish. They lived in American community, which English is used. The cultural difference influenced the author deeply. When he went to school, communicated with others, or in daily life conversation, he appeared shy and uneasy to speak English. He became so sensitive about his family members' accent and speaking, and also English speakers' intonation. He admitted that situation wasn't normal. In that period, he tried to avoid communicating with others by English. He even hated his parents using unnatural and affected tones to speak in public. Therefore, he tended to find his security at home by using his intimate language with family. Only when he came home, hearing those familiar words, he also really happy. He divided his world into two sides. When he closed his front door, the outside was the public world, Gregor's. The inside was his private world, Spanish. Things gonna changed until his parents tried to use English at home, and he volunteered to answer questions with English in class. He felt he can also act or talk like others. He regarded himself as an American citizen. In other words, he found his confidence of public identity. For second question, it's not hard to imagine that situation. When you want to communicate with your classmates, you will spontaneously use the public language with them. For example, in our society, we often use Mandarin and Taiwanese to converse with others. If I use Hakka or Aboriginal language to talk to people, they may feel confused and can't get your point. It's just simple because of they don't understand your native language. I think in the author's situation, he may scruple his native language can't be accepted by others. The better way to reduce the sense of unease is using the public language. I agree his point, because sometimes when you get along with others, you may drop something personal, something unique, in order to get along well with people. In that case, you can get rid of some troubles or unwanted annoyances. Therefore, the author may think learning English is more important to him, and is the easier way to fit in that society. As for the bilingual education, I have seen a report about this topic. Long Yin Tai, she married a German, and she has a daughter. For the child's language education, Miss Long said she wouldn't force her child to learn which language. When she talked to her girl, she spoke Mandarin. Her husband spoke German to the girl. Therefore, their daughter naturally grew up in a bilingual environment, and the girl can speak two languages well. I think it's a successful example. Since I'm not an expert about this field, I can't judge the advantage or disadvantage toward this topic, but I can give a simple thought. I grew up in Mandarin and Taiwanese speaking family, if this can be counted in bilingual. Therefore, I can speak and understand these languages. The most advantage is that I can choose different words close to meaning to perform my idea, and according to different kinds of people, I can choose suitable language to communicate with them. I think it's the freedom to speak different languages.
Thank you, Claire Ho, for voicing out your opinions. This rounds up the first podcast show on public and private language. Thanks for dropping by, and don't forget to tune in to the next session where you will be hearing Carrie, Justin, Daniel, and Jason voicing out their opinions on public and private language. Goodbye.